Hello, everyone. Welcome to the August 16th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for August 16th to August 23rd and beyond? First, checking in with the progress of retrograde Venus, now entering its fourth week, and now in the sign Cancer, as of last week. Venus was in a lot of trouble last week due to being simultaneously retrograde, changing signs, and combust. Venus significations, such as financial markets, suffered. This week, Venus gets far enough away from the Sun that it will once again be visible, now as the morning star in the east before sunrise. This is important because Venus is the planet of guidance, and when we can't see it, we are without guidance. So, Venus coming out of combustion is good. But note, too, that just as Venus comes out of combustion, the Sun has advanced in the zodiac, and now Jupiter goes into deep combustion. Jupiter is another planet of guidance, since it is the planet of wisdom. But the combustion of Jupiter is not so bad, because Jupiter and the Sun are friends in Vedic astrology. Jupiter's significations of wisdom and moral righteousness can actually do some good when combined with the Sun's signification of authorities and leaders, especially when together in the Sun's sign, Leo. But since planetary energy patterns do not discriminate, this means that the optimism and moral self-righteousness of Jupiter conjunct the Sun in Leo could provide some problems, because any leader, from President Vladimir Putin right on through to Pope Francis, will also become optimistic and bold. Okay, back to Venus. Although Venus is escaping from the Sun, it is now getting closer to Mars, its enemy. By the end of the week, Venus is only 8 degrees away from Mars. Venus is all nice and loving and wants harmony. Mars is the planet of force and violence. Mars overwhelms Venus. Mars and retrograde Venus keep getting closer and closer together until they are exactly conjunct at the end of this month. What happens when a Mars retrograde Venus conjunction takes place? Well, basically, all Venus significations are vulnerable. These are the two gender planets, so putting them in close contact stimulates passions. But on the downside, that passion can degenerate into argument. So this is not necessarily good for relationships of any sort. Also, Venus is the planet of agreements. Mars, as the planet of destruction, can blow apart negotiations, contracts, agreements, and so forth. And part of the problem is that Mars is debilitated in Cancer, a natural malefic planet. In its sign of debilitation, can be even more malefic than usual. Overall, we have to expect that the rest of August will be intensely emotional. Next Saturday, August 22nd, Mercury will be changing signs, leaving Leo and entering Virgo. Mercury likes being in Virgo, its own sign, which is also its sign of exaltation. Therefore, Mercury's significations will prosper during this transit. So, this is good. It will add some rational thinking to the mixture in the zodiac. Mercury will be spending an extra long time in Virgo, because next month it will go retrograde on September 17th. Mercury will therefore remain in Virgo until October 29th. While in Virgo, Mercury encounters Rahu. Since Rahu is one of the eclipse points, it tends to obscure the significations of a planet that comes into conjunction with it. Rahu is a demon in Vedic mythology, and so it can be demanding of that other planet's energies, which adds a sense of urgency. Thus, Mercury, the thinking planet, goes a bit overboard during this transit. Virgo is the sign of analysis, and Mercury is the planet of the media, which will become obsessed with critical analysis. Okay, that'll do it for this week for this reporter's analysis. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.